We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Nothing better than the feeling after a win. And in some ways, there's nothing better than regrouping after a loss.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Well, the old saying obviously is, you know, great pitching beats, you know, good hitting every day. We like our pitching too.
Big 12 This Week is presented by On Location, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby released a statement earlier this week that said in part, quote, "We are unwavering in the belief that the Big 12 provides an outstanding platform for its members' athletic and academic success. We will face the challenges head on, and we have confidence that the Big 12 will continue to be a vibrant and successful entity in the near term and into the foreseeable future." That comes after Oklahoma and Texas formally submitting requests to the SEC to be considered for membership and sending out a message to the fan base, Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard.
The next 4 years will be a long, bumpy, and challenging road for everybody in college athletics, not just Iowa State, not just the Big 12.
All right, so coming up on this week's show, we'll talk with Todd Kim of Radio Iowa. He covers the Cyclones. We'll talk about what's happening in Ames. And then we'll talk to Brad Howe, who has inside information on what West Virginia went through the last time conference realignments took place. That's all coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure. And we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. And you can listen to the show as a podcast. Download it on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even Big12Sports.com. Search Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack, and my next guest is Todd Kim. He's the sports director of Radio Iowa. He covers the Iowa State Cyclones. Todd, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Bill. Appreciate it.
Athletic director Jamie Pollard said that college football is in a complete state of flux. And in this message, and I'll have you talk about his message that he sent out to fans in general, but I just wanted to touch on this first point that he made. He talked about being in a complete state of flux, but he didn't mention anything in that message about Texas and Oklahoma reaching out to the SEC. Instead, he talked about Supreme Court ruling, name, image, likeness, college football playoff. Are those truly bigger issues on his mind than what Oklahoma and Texas want to do right now?
No, it can't be. Yeah. Now, he was, I think, using that as just what we've seen just this summer in all the changes. And obviously, the decision by Texas and Oklahoma was kind of the final straw on all the changes that have been happening this summer. But, I mean, from an Iowa State perspective, the biggest the biggest factor, the biggest issue they have to deal with right now is the fact that the two standard bearers of the Big 12 are on their way out. And to me, that's the biggest issue for all the schools right now. But it's one of many that they've been dealing with this summer.
One thing that I don't want to do is I don't want to kick around with all of the rumors and the projections of what could happen, because Todd, you and I have been doing this a long time, and you much less, and I don't mean to knock you saying that you're older than me. You've been doing this much longer than I, and you know the situation. Anytime there's a change, especially in the age of social media over the last 10 years, rumors and stories start flying all over the place. Iowa State was kind of dragged into that a little bit with some tweets that Iowa State was making a run at the Big Ten and Kansas and all that. And really, it's the long game here. And I think that's what Pollard was trying to get across to Iowa State fans.
Yes. And, you know, I can go back to when it was announced that Penn State was joining the Big Ten. That seemed like that came out of nowhere. All right. Same thing when Nebraska joined the Big Ten. It just seemed like it came out of nowhere. Now, the time when the Big 12 expanded, ended up bringing in West Virginia, that was kind of expected. All right. You were kind of looking at what schools were coming in. But more than not, when something like this happens in Texas, Oklahoma are a great example. That seemed to me to come out of nowhere. I did not expect that to happen and did not even know that that was a possibility, especially when Bob Bowlesby talked about it at Media Day, that he didn't think it was as likely a possibility. That you would see some kind of realignment, but here we are.
Yeah. Pollard also said that it's fun and interesting to get caught up in those rumors, but he said that, you know, taking a step back, realizing that this won't be solved anytime soon, that seems to be the right approach to take, although there's going to be people that think, no, you got to start moving and trying to do things right away. What are your thoughts on that?
Probably from a Big 12 perspective right now for the eight remaining teams, the best thing to do is to stick together and try and ride this out with Texas and Oklahoma playing the next 4 years. If for no other reason, Bill, than the financial reason. I mean, each school is getting around $40 million for their current media rights deal. So you're getting that for the next 4 years. And then you kind of can assess where you're at, and perhaps the Big 12 tries to stay together and will add some teams, whether it's from the, you know, the American Athletic Conference, the Mountain West Conference, and see if you can expand and stay together. You know, obviously without Texas and Oklahoma, the media rights deal probably won't be as good, but it's certainly going to be better than what you would get if you joined the American Athletic Conference, because I think the payout there was less than $10 million per school last year. So, you know, the big thing for the Big 12 right now is to stick together and ride this out and see where it goes. Now, the problem is each school is going to be looking out for itself. So if you get a couple of schools that make the jump, especially to a major conference, that could change the equation. But I think that's what Jamie Pollard's message was. Let's stick together and see where this goes 4 years from now.
And do you think his message resonates at all with the remaining schools and the other athletic directors?
I don't know, but he's very popular with Iowa State fans. I would say he's probably the most successful athletic director they've had at Iowa State. And with all the improvements they've made in terms of fundraising and facilities, and now they're winning in football at a level they never have before. So that makes him a very popular voice among Iowa State fans. In terms of how he's seen amongst his fellow peers in the Big 12, I'm not sure how he looks to other people, but he is one of the most effective and longer serving athletic directors in the Big 12 conference. So I'm sure that helps him when it comes to messages like this.
Todd Kim is the sports director of Radio Iowa. He covers Iowa State, and we'll continue our conversation here on Big 12 this week. I do want to talk about the football team, because they're poised. I think if one team could knock off Oklahoma from the perch of the Big 12, it's Iowa State, and we will talk about that. But before we go into this break, in your opinion, what can Matt Campbell and the coaching staff say, and how will the players not let this expansion talk or separation talk or all that affect what they need to focus in on?
Well, for number one, that's at least 4 years away, right? So
yeah,
that will affect maybe the freshmen that are here if they use a redshirt year or come back for a fifth year at some point. So I think that's what you're going to hear. This does not affect us in any way. we are going to be playing in the Big 12 for the next 4 years, and that's what they're going to expect. You know, I don't know whether that will be reality, but that's the way they're going to approach it. And Matt Campbell's always been one to say, we're focused on what we're doing in this building right here and nothing else. Expectations, what might happen with the league is going to matter to how they play football this season. And I think that's the way he's going to approach it.
That's a good message. All right, let's take a break, come back, and then we will talk about the team next. We're visiting with Todd Kim, talking Iowa State. We'll be back with more on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by's is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. If you missed the show with one of our radio affiliates on Wednesdays, you can always catch it on Sirius XM channel 375. That is the Big 12 channel, 7 Eastern. Todd Kim, sports director of Radio Iowa, who covers the Iowa State Cyclones, with us right now. You know, when I look at the preseason honors, and I don't get too excited about award watch lists, but what stuck out to me, a lot of Cyclone players made those preseason award watch lists, and there's quite a balance, and we'll go through all of those players and talk about offense and defense. But, I mean, what more can you say about Brock Purdy and Breece Hall?
Well, they've just been outstanding. The experience they bring, Breece Hall is just a junior now this year, and he certainly is going to be a Heisman Trophy candidate. There's no question. The one thing you look at with Iowa State, Bill, is what's really helped them is they've gotten so much better along the line of scrimmage. They had a lot of years where they had great skill people, but just couldn't match other teams at the line of scrimmage. That is not the case anymore at Iowa State, and I think that's the big thing that's really put them to the top of the Big 12 and got them to the Fiesta Bowl last year was they're just better at the line of scrimmage, and that still matters in college football.
Yep, they're anchored on that offensive line by center Colin Newell. He's up for the Remington Award. What do they have up front? What are they bringing back?
Well, Colin Newell spent a lot of last year injured, so to have him back is a big piece of the puzzle. And so they're going to depend on him. They're better in the defensive line. So they just they've got veterans. They've been in the program for a while. They're not throwing young guys out there. And it's just it's made a world of difference because if you can run the ball, I'll go back to the offseason when they were talking to Tom Manning. The reporters were at a news conference and also to Matt Campbell. And, you know, people are looking for things when they say, is there any chance you could improve the deep ball? All right. Now, as an offense, if that's all you need to improve upon, you're doing things pretty well. So I know Matt Campbell kind of said, well, you know, yeah, I guess you'd want to throw the ball deep and be successful with it. But we also play complementary football. And if we're moving the ball and running it and throwing the intermediate pass, I mean, that's good enough for us as long as we're scoring.
Yeah.
And they were one of the best offenses in the Big 12 last year.
Yeah. Where can Brock Purdy grow in his game other than throwing more long passes?
I still think he's going to look at trying to eliminate mistakes. That's still been a little problem that he's had, forcing the issue. And, you know, he runs the ball well, not a great runner, but he's mobile. And so he can keep drives alive. But I'm assuming he's going to want to try and keep eliminating mistakes. And so it's just the little things that Iowa State needs to improve upon. And probably as a team, if they're going to really be in the playoff hunt, they've got to be better out of the gate. Last year, you know, they lost to Louisiana in week one. And this year they host you and I. And then in week two, they host Iowa. So Matt Campbell knows that if they're going to be a serious playoff contender, they need to win early and they can't really stumble because, you know, it's going to be hard to run the table in the Big 12 because it's going to be an awfully strong league and a lot of teams are improved this year.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously the benefit of having a fall camp, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed that there's not going to be any hiccups, and the plan is to move forward and keep things as normal as possible. And I know that, you know, COVID could pop up and we may have forfeits and all that, but that stuff, again, I mean, we can't really predict or even want to look at that. So we've got to go in thinking, all right, Iowa State's going to have that full complement of a fall camp. They'll be ready to go. That should help them be prepared, especially knowing how close they got last year to knocking off Oklahoma.
Yeah, and you know, they beat Oklahoma in the regular season at Ames, so they have done that. In the last few years, they've won regular season games against him. So, but you're right, that game, at that championship game in Dallas, Iowa State had their chances, just couldn't close it out. But, you know, for Iowa State, they have kind of backed off in the offseason, Bill, in terms of how they approach hitting and tackling. And in fact, last year they kind of stayed home, and Matt Campbell talked about, hey, I can remember I played Division III football and we were home all summer. So, you know, maybe the offseason work and the long preseason is a little bit overrated. And so I think he feels like at times the player's a little fresher, you know, because it is a long season. But that's kind of the way they've approached the last two off seasons, by kind of backing off the hitting, especially in spring football. They kind of you know, went fewer times a week, went a little bit longer, a little bit later in the year. And I think Matt feels like that's a pretty good formula right now for this team. And maybe it's because they're so experienced that they're not looking at a lot of young guys that they got to plug in the lineup.
Yeah. Huh. That's interesting. Todd Kim is sports director at Radio Iowa. And he joins us as we talk the Iowa State Cyclones football team. And he joins us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. All right, let's switch defensively. You talked about this unit being strong. Greg Eisworth, Mike Rose, Will McDonald getting a lot of preseason recognition. Talk about those players and then some other guys that maybe we should keep an eye out for.
Well, Mike Rose has been an outstanding defensive player since he joined Iowa State. And that's really where he's going to be the one to anchor that defense. So I just think that's where you look at Iowa State under Jim Haycock. They have gotten so much better defensively. And I think they've kind of changed the look of that league, because for so long, Bill, it was seen as just a track meet where you're outscoring each other. Iowa State's really kind of changed the equation there. And it all started when they kind of went to that 3-8 look, where they're trying to make you throw underneath and be more patient and take away the big play. And that's really been a good formula for Iowa State, especially against some of those pass happy Big 12 teams. They make you be patient, work the ball down the field. And then once you get inside the 30-yard line, then they really buckle up. But they've really done a good job of, you know, trying not to give up the big play. And that's really helped make them competitive in that league.
Yeah. And Todd, you know, you had talked about the offense being complementary, and you know, we kind of joked about, you know, well, you know, you got to improve on your deep ball, but yeah. The defense works on taking that away, and then the offense works on Brock Purdy taking care of the football and just moving it consistently, kind of like that old grind it out. You know, it's like no matter how the game changes, it comes down to still the same basic fundamentals. And right now, Matt Campbell seems to have the personnel in place to be able to do that.
It is complementary football. It's probably fewer possessions in a game, right? Because you're holding onto the ball a little bit longer. You're forcing your opponent to be patient. And the other thing Iowa State does well defensively is when they get you in third and long in that 3-8, it's really hard to find where the pressure's coming from. And they seem to make big plays, especially on third and long when you're in obvious passing downs, where they're coming at you from different angles with their blitzes. They vary what their looks on third down. And so you're right. I mean, it really forces an offense to be patient against them. And then offensively, they're working the ball downfield. And so it's good complementary football. And I think that's really an important part of the sport.
8 of the 22 starters for Iowa State on preseason watch list, well spread out, multiple positions. Some people outside of Ames may want to know, are these Iowa State players just getting the recognition because of the record they had last year, or are these players legit? Is Iowa State going to be legit again?
Yeah, I think Iowa State's going to be legit. You know, can they win the Big 12? I'm not sure, because, you know, there's always stumbling blocks. You got to stay healthy. That's a big thing in college football. So, you know, I can't sit here and tell you, yeah, they're going to win it. They're going to be a contender. And I think some of that recognition comes from the fact that they have, what, 18 starters coming back, and they were all members of a team that won the Fiesta Bowl. So yeah, you're going to get that preseason recognition. So that comes with winning, and that's what Iowa State's doing now. So that's part of it, but they do have a lot of successful and very talented players that are juniors and seniors right now. And so that's part of the reason you're seeing that.
Outstanding. Todd Kim with great stuff here on Iowa State, sports director at Radio Iowa. Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. And we'll have more on Big 12 this week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. Joining me now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Brad Howe. He's currently a nightly talk show host, and he spent two decades as an administrator in college athletics. And I want to bring him in to talk about West Virginia because they come into a unique situation here. Well, Brad, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you on.
Thanks, Bill. Pleasure being with you. Looking forward to chatting.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about this week from the West Virginia angle because they're in a unique position, as you know, this talk of realignment, you know, rears again, because West Virginia, obviously a big part of it coming into the Big 12. Can you talk about your knowledge of what that was like and what you remember and what West Virginia was going through at that time of realignment and coming into the Big 12?
Yeah, sure, Bill. It was really an interesting time, much like we sit here today. And back at that time, I was a member of the WVU Athletic Department. I spent 15 years at WVU as an assistant athletic director and then had just exited the athletic department and started on the media side of things with a daily radio show right when this was all happening. And it was a really uncertain, unsteady time for West Virginia and its fans, much like we find or they find themselves in today. And part of that was just simply with the Big East falling apart and teams exiting, there was a really uncertain future there for West Virginia in particular, and obviously the other schools. But what was West Virginia going to do? Where was it going to land? How was it going to continue to be a part of big time football? And Bill, it's really interesting, isn't it? It's the same conversation we're going to have about what's going on right now. West Virginia was fortunate, and a lot of that was through its former head coach, the Hall of Famer Don Nealon, and his prior relationship with Chuck Nines, that was able to help pitch West Virginia and get into the Big 12. And we've often talked moving forward from that date, Bill, that the Big 12 really threw West Virginia a life raft. It was a good fit in terms of how similar the schools were, not in the geography sense, because we know about that and how far away West Virginia is and was from a geography standpoint, but just from a similar institutional standpoint, similar interests in football and basketball in particular, it really was a good fit and has been a good fit for West Virginia, even though the different time zones and the distance has been a challenge, but really a tumultuous time back then. And it's to be honest, surprising we're seeing it again this soon. I don't know that anybody thought this situation and this discussion would come up just a mere decade later.
Yeah. You know, Brad, of the different conversations inside West Virginia at the time, did the perception of the Big 12 change? You know, like where did the Big 12 rank in terms of options? And you don't have to go into maybe the other options that were thrown out there, but where it kind of fell in. And then was there a moment where you're like, wow, this is, as a collective group at West Virginia, like, wow, this is the best opportunity? Was there much movement in the preconceived notions? And then after kind of doing a deep dig into finding out more about the conference?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think the two logical choices, at least if you're looking at it from a West Virginia perspective back then, were similar to what they are now. I mean, one was the ACC. From a geography standpoint, from a former rival standpoint, when we saw some of the Big East schools exit from a BC, a Syracuse, a Pitt, a Miami into the ACC, that obviously made a lot of sense. I mean, you have a ton of West Virginia fans and graduates that have moved into the Carolinas. So from a geography and an interest standpoint in terms of how the population shakes out, the ACC was and will continue to be of interest to a lot of West Virginia fans because of those reasons. I think the Big 12 came into favor as you started to dig in a little bit, because again, because of the geography, you looked at that maybe initially and said, well, is that really a fit? Does that match? And then as you started to dig in and see some of the schools, and I've said this many times, Bill, a West Virginia and Iowa State are very similar, save for the location where the institutions are located. Passionate fan bases in areas that care about sports, similar type of people. And I think you can go down the list and say the same thing about Kansas and Kansas State and a bunch of schools across the Big 12. So I think it was one of those, I'm not sure the Big 12 was the most obvious choice back then, but then as you dug into it, you could see some similarities between the schools.
Brad Howe is a nightly talk show host, and he joins us here on Big 12 This Week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Brad, knowing the similarities between the schools and how West Virginia fits with the Big 12, you think there's a strong interest to see this conference stick together beyond the 4 years once Texas and Oklahoma leaves?
Yeah, sure. I think that is absolutely one of the options on the table. And listen, the one of the big challenges I think in college sports has been because of this conference movement, and not just West Virginia and the Big 12, but all across the landscape, you've seen rivalries disappear. And West Virginia has certainly been through that. And then as they have spent the last decade here in the Big 12, establishing new rivalries, that just takes time, right? That's where the stories come and the history comes in, and it's simply just about years. So West Virginia has a decade accrued of time and memories against these teams. So if you could keep it together, I think that's certainly an option that is worth considering. The challenge, just as we know in today's college sports, is about the dollars. So when you're one of the remaining Big 12 teams, West Virginia included, you're looking at that payday that you've been getting in that, what, $37 million range. And I think the question just becomes now is how close can you get to that 37 with the remaining group if you needed to expand and add some more schools in, or do you have to look at other options? So I think that's the question that the remaining eight are going through right now is we were getting that $37 million check that has helped us with facilities. It's helped us to move our programs forward. It's helped us to continue to build and grow. How close can we get to that 37 million? And that's really going to be, I think, the driving force in the decision.
The leadership of the Big 12 conference with Commissioner Bob Bowlesby, and you know, they talked about hitting this head on. And as with your experience as an administrator in college athletics, and I don't want to put you on the spot to necessarily name schools, but if the Big 12 says, okay, the best way for us to be viable is to make an addition, what type of schools would be good fits for the Big 12 in 4 years from now?
Well, there's your $37 million question, isn't it? I mean, I think I wish I could give you a definitive answer and pound my fist on the table and say, Mr. Bowlesby, here's what you should do. This is the exact correct answer. I think that's the challenge. And we'll remember, and fans of your show, listeners to your show, will know this because they follow the league. But we went through this exercise as the Big 12 just 5 years ago. And we looked at the usual suspects of the Cincinnatis, the Memphises, the UCFs. There was talk about BYU and Houston. I mean, there's a bunch of those schools out there that I think makes some sense from a competitive standpoint. West Virginia shared some time with Cincinnati in the Big East, and I really enjoyed that rivalry. I mean, we had some fun times driving on the bus over to Cincinnati and watching football games in Nippert Stadium. What Luke Fickell has done over the last couple of years with that program is really impressive. Cincinnati's shown an ability, just to name one school here, but Cincinnati's shown an ability to win at football with different coaches. And then certainly with West Virginia's knowledge of Bob Huggins, a graduate that returned home a little decade plus ago to take over the basketball program, we know what he did at Cincinnati. So I think it's in that group of schools right there to start. But then here's the other thing, Bill. I think there's going to be some outside-the-box thinking between all of these or among all of these leagues right now. And I think the ACC has to look at some different options. What's the Pac-12 going to do? Is there a potential merger with the Pac-12 that could help some of these conferences strengthen? So I think that's one of those things right now that the phrase "I don't know," I think is okay for a lot of us to use because we don't know. Clearly, we just saw so many people get surprised with this move that I think there's a lot of unknowns right now. And I think Big 12 leadership led by Bob Boolsby, who I think is really one of the really good administrators in our business. I'm originally from the state of Iowa, so I've been certainly aware of Bob Boolsby since he was back at the University of Northern Iowa. So I've followed Bob Boolsby's career for a long time. There's just going to be a lot of hard discussions. There's no easy answer to what the next step is. And I think that's the biggest challenge. Those of us fans want answers right now. I want to know where West Virginia is going tomorrow. Let's get this done. But it just doesn't happen that way, as we know. So I didn't give you a great answer. I think I talked all the way around that, but I think that's because there just isn't a definitive, really good answer for the next step.
Yeah, no, but that's good. And that kind of goes to a point that Todd Kim, my guest earlier in the show, had brought up, is that, you know, when we find out, it's going to be something that we didn't even think about or didn't even know. It's you know, you're going to hear rumors, you're going to hear things, but it'll take some time to sort this out. And I bet whatever the decisions are 4 years from now, it's going to be, nobody saw that coming.
That's what we deal with, you know, Bill, in college sports, as we're dealing with now more than ever. I mean, with NIL talk, with the new transfer portal and the transfer restrictions being lifted, and now this, I mean, I know it's cliche to say you're in your new world of college athletics, but my goodness, we really are. We have not seen this. Nobody has seen this. So I think if there were ever a time to sit down and think out of the box and try and come up with something new, you're staring at that right now. Now, listen, you and I could spend the next 35 seconds and we can outline 4 Power 5 conferences, 16 teams each, break it up in divisions. Here we go. Let's move forward. This makes a lot of sense. But as we've seen in college sports, one of the big challenges, there isn't one puppeteer pulling these strings and helping move everybody in one direction. There is a lot of every school for themselves. And we've just seen that with this latest shakeup. So I think that's one of the challenges that maybe fans don't understand how difficult that is to get not only everybody on your campus on the same page, let alone the conference, let alone the region or nationally. It is really hard to maneuver all of these big ships in the same direction.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. That's a great way to put it. Brad Howe, let's take a short break, and then I do want to talk about West Virginia, the football team, too, because I think there's some exciting things to look ahead on the horizon for this program. We'll do that next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66, live to the full.
With us right now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Brad Howe, currently a nighttime show host for a sports talk show in West Virginia. He spent 2 decades as an administrator in college athletics. Brad, I've been impressed with the job that Neil Brown has done. He knew that it was going to take some time. He's been patient, and patient to a point. I mean, he's certainly trying to push his program along, but he knew that there would be some steps that needed to be taken to start moving this team in the right direction. And I've been impressed. I don't know internally what they think, but I think the progress has been pretty good and it looks promising. How are they taking it in West Virginia?
Yeah, you're right. You're right there, Bill. I would agree with you. That's well said. And West Virginia football right now is using the mantra and has since Neil Brown arrived of trust the climb. And it's a good way to say, trust the climb. You know, we're here in the mountains, so you're climbing the mountains. But it's also about the rebuild of the program that needed to happen after Dana Holgorsen left for Houston. And Dana was really interesting in that he had a unique ability to bring in really elite skill guys. And that's how he ran his program. If you look back at West Virginia under Dana, the quarterbacks and receivers in particular were absolutely fantastic. And we saw that in 2018 with Will Greer and David Sills and Jennings at receiver, just some real highlight reel type of offensive football. But when he left, what was found out, the defense and offensive line, which stop me if you've heard a school talk about the importance of offense and defensive line before, that part of it needed to be rebuilt. And you know, when you don't have strong lines, it's going to take a little bit to get back and going. And I think that's where West Virginia has been over the first couple of years under Neil Brown and has started to flip that script a little bit here as we enter year three. West Virginia's offensive line last year took a giant step forward. It was bolstered heading into this season with a really big transfer and a guy by the name of Doug Nestor, who comes in as a previous starter at Virginia Tech. He's a West Virginia native, had originally verbal to Ohio State, ended up at Virginia Tech, and is now returning home to West Virginia that will add some depth and strength to that line immediately. They also added another offensive guard, offensive tackle type of player in Wyatt Milam, who's a five-star recruit, had offers from Alabama on down. He was from the same high school as Doug Nestor here in West Virginia. He's on campus right now. You add him in with a guy by the name of Zach Frazier, who last year was the first true freshman to start on the offensive line for West Virginia in 40 years. He turned into a freshman All-American and was really able to use that weird COVID year of last year to play his true freshman year, but not use any eligibility, Bill. He's back as a true freshman. So those are just a couple pieces. I'm sure your listeners' eyes start to glaze over when we talk too much offensive line, but that's really where it starts, and I think that's where you'll see some improvement for West Virginia on the offensive side of the ball in particular.
Yeah, those guys don't get a lot of credit. You don't hear their names often, but I remember when Neil Brown took over, one of the early games of his career was against Missouri, and late in that game, I think they had like 16 rushing yards, and the line was just getting pushed around. So how has the pandemic and transfer portal and being able to come back with another year of eligibility, how has Coach Brown been able to use that to his advantage?
Yeah, and real quick, what did they have 16 yards, or was it minus 16 yards rushing? Because that Missouri game, you're right, that was one where it was men against boys. I mean, you saw that up front where West Virginia just couldn't hold Missouri out of there. That was really eye-opening, I think, for West Virginia fans, and that's where the rebuild started. To answer your question there about the COVID type of situation, and listen, I think we all agree, last year was just so difficult on all of us, never mind the sports aspect. Everything that everyone was dealing with. But from a purely football standpoint, for a school that was in a rebuild with a new coach, dare I say last year really helped. That came at a time that West Virginia could really use. I just referenced Zach Frazier there, that was able to play a year, get that unbelievable experience, be ready to go now as a one-year starter without having used any eligibility. That is massive. West Virginia has examples of that all through their lineup. A guy by the name of Alonzo Adai, who's a safety, came in from the Northeast Small School, Maine, up in the Maine area. He transferred in last year, turned into an all Big 12 performer, which was a huge surprise, and is able to come back again this year. So they've added him in as a preseason all Big 12 candidate. He helps. Guy by the name of Sean Mahone on the back end of the defense, returning for a 6-year of eligibility because of gaining that year back. So I think it was just incredibly invaluable for Neil and his staff to be able to have an additional year with this roster and this team and have them build. And again, if you were a team that was in a position to contend for a national title, maybe not as much, but when you were rebuilding, you'll take every possible advantage you can get. And I think last year actually provided that for this program.
And then as we look to the defensive side, Dante Stills and the rest of the defense, what are we going to expect from the Mountaineers this year?
Yeah, good question, Bill. And that's the big question surrounding this team. West Virginia's defense last year was so good, finishing number one in the country in multiple different statistical categories. You referenced Dante Stills that is back. That's a huge get there. That's going to be an NFL player down the road. But they lost his brother Darius, who was a consensus All-American last year and really a testament and an example of what happens at West Virginia's program. A lightly recruited guy coming in at WVU, but yet leaves as an All-American and an NFL guy who's headed to the Las Vegas Raiders. So that's a big loss. Lost Tony Fields at linebacker, who was a transfer from Arizona that was a massive addition, one-year addition to that team last year. And then the defensive backfields had some turnover. Drayshon Miller, a starting cornerback, left WVU, went to Auburn, and Tyke Smith, a third-team All-American last year at safety, has left and moved on to Georgia. So some significant losses on the defensive side, but yet WVU returning a bunch of production as well. So I think the overall thought is, it will be hard to sustain last year's year because it was so good, but I think this defense can be really, really good again, led by Stills, led by a Diane Mahone in the back end that we talked about, a guy named Scotty Young, another transfer in from Arizona, will fill in. So still a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball here for Neil Brown and company.
How much fun is it going to be to have fans full back in that stadium again for a full season?
Yeah, just great.
It looks so much fun there.
Oh, listen, this is, again, I'm biased. I've lived now in West Virginia for 25 years. And as I mentioned, I worked in the athletic department for 15, but this is one of the unbelievable college environments around the country. When West Virginia is playing well and it's a nice day at Milan Puskar Stadium and those fans are here, the tailgating begins on Thursday. It runs all the way through Saturday. There's gold in that stadium. So yeah, that's one of the really fun environments. And you can tell from talking to people around the state, they're anxious to get back. They're anxious to drive the RVs here into Morgantown and get back to some semblance of normalcy here with football.
That's great. Brad, I really appreciate your time. Hey, if people want to hear some of the podcasts that you're doing and they want to listen to more, I mean, you provide great stuff. Where can they find you? Give you a chance to plug some of your...
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. You can find me on Twitter at BradHowe07. That's Brad, HOWE07. And we always link back to our shows and our podcasts there. Or you can head to our website at WVMetroNews.com. That's WVMetroNews.com. We do a nightly radio show that goes every night, 6:06 Eastern Time, 5:05 for your listeners. And then all the podcasts are available on the site as well.
That's great. Brad, thanks again so much. Really appreciate talking to you. And maybe we can catch up during the year, too. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can hear the program on TuneIn under College Sports Now. At the Big 12 Conference Football Media Days presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, they added the Kid Reporter Program to this year's two-day event. Sponsored by Academy, the program provided students from St. Philip's School and Community Center in Dallas with hands-on experience conducting and producing interviews with Big 12 players and coaches. While on site, the Kid Reporters received a behind-the-scenes look at the elements involved in staging the season preview event, along with educational sessions with media members. Content created by the St. Philip's School and Community Center Kid Reporters was shared on official Big 12 Conference and Academy Sports and Outdoors social media platforms. For more on this, let's hear from Menkiti Rice, who is the technology instructor at St. Philip's, and we'll hear from a couple of their students, Eden Murrell and Jonathan Lex.
We're bringing the kids together to kind of prepare them for Big 12 Media Day. We're going to give them a chance to prepare as if they are actual reporters. They get a chance to interface with professionals. They get a chance to interface with the football players. And all of these things that are screen away, now it's going to be tangible in real life.
I wanted to come today to learn how to report because I want to be a TV talk host when I grow up. So it feels like I need to learn how to report, how to be on camera and stuff like that.
It's been fun today. Everyone can say what they want to and need to say. We're all learning from each other.
We're really, really blessed that Academy and the Big 12 have afforded us this opportunity and allow the kids to get to do something really great. I think at St. Philip's we do a good job of raising adults, not just raising children. And so I think with programs like this that we can mesh curriculum with an opportunity for them to actually showcase what they've learned in that curriculum, it brings it all together and it's really all of what St. Philip's is about.
Yeah, the kids were excited, a great idea, and they did an outstanding job. Absolutely. And that was all made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors. It's a great idea. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.